This is CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, going into the solar system or not. Bob, the exciting mission called ExoMars, you're reporting it's delayed. Why?
John, ExoMars is the European mission initially partnered with the United States back in the aughts, but then the Obama administration broke that partnership, and so ExoMars then partnered with the Russians through the teens to build a rover, they call it Rosalind Franklin, to go to Mars and explore the Martian surface. It was originally supposed to launch in 20, however, they had serious parachute issues, so they delayed the launch until 22, later this year. But guess what? In February, Russia invaded the Ukraine, and the result of that is that the European Space Agency, which is building ExoMars and Rosalind Franklin, broke off their partnership with Russia. The result, though, is that they can't send Rosalind Franklin to Mars because Russia was providing the rocket and it was also providing the lander on Mars to bring the rover down. And so Rosalind Franklin is sitting here and can't launch. And they immediately, when they broke up this partnership, they said, we're not going to be able to launch in 24 for sure because we've got to put together a lander and a rocket. We might get off by 26. Well, there was more news. An official of the European Space Agency on May 3rd science meeting, he announced that launch will probably be delayed until 2028 at the earliest. That really, they don't see any way they can get it launched by 26. If they launch in 28, this actually causes some issues, additional issues. 28 is not a good launch opportunity. It lands the rover at the beginning of the Martian winter, which is not a good time to land. And it means you're going to have more dust storms, and Rosalind Franklin uses solar panels, so that's dust-reducing power. And in the winter, you don't get as much sunlight as well. So that's one of the technical problems. But there's another coordination issue that might end up causing Rosalind Franklin to be redesigned entirely. Sometime late this decade, Europe and NASA are teaming up to send a mission to Mars to pick up and bring back to Earth the various samples that Perseverance is presently gathering and caching in the rover. And so that mission was supposed to go to Mars sometime around 28, maybe 30. And so now they're actually having discussions, and maybe they will repurpose Rosalind Franklin to be the mission to get those samples. This is under discussion right now. If it is the case, it will probably delay things even farther for Rosalind Franklin, but it actually might work better for the sample return mission, which has enormous other problems related to it. So that's the story, John. No European rover to Mars for at least another 6 years.
All roads on Mars lead to Boca Chica, Texas. We have Bob reporting on, I can't tell whether this is a good or bad thing, a quake near a prime landing site for Starship when and if it takes off. Does this promise good geology, Bob, that you've got a quake nearby, or does this mean it's unstable to land there?
Oh, it's definitely the former, John. The quake, I don't have specific details on the quake. What happened is you know, I trolled through the archives of Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to find cool images, and I found one labeled a quake near on Mars, a picture of an area near a quake. That's how they phrased it. And when I looked at where that spot was, I realized it's only 150 miles away from three of the four prime landing sites of Starship on Mars. The quake is almost certainly not a big one. It's not mentioned in any of the press releases about large quakes, so it's minor. It is was probably caused either one of two things, a small instability underground, or maybe there was a small impact, and that created shaking of the ground, which the seismometer on InSight picked up 1,000 miles away. What the picture itself is interesting, it gives you an idea of this terrain. The terrain is in the mid-latitudes where you find lots of glacial ice. It's also near the area that Starship wants to land. It's an area where there's a lot of near-surface ice already. So this picture is kind of cool. It might be revealing some of that ice. What the quake does is it makes this location, from a scientific point of view, more interesting. There's no threat for any colony work of any significance, but it means you've got some geology going on there that might be of interest. And so this is a good thing. This is going to be one of the first things that I think some geologists want to look at when they get to Mars at Starship's location here, John.
Also on the surface of Mars, Bob watches for images. You have now something that is described as a brain. What is it, Bob?
This is called brain terrain. It's a specific geological feature that you find on Mars that is unique to Mars and is not found on Earth and remains completely unexplained at this point. What made this cool picture, this is in the glacial country of Mars where there's lots of ice, and so what we're looking at is some kind of glacial formations on Mars, but they're very weird looking, and the particular picture here particularly struck me because it kind of either looks like a giant squid or something out of a Lovecraft horror short story, and so, like Cthulhu, and so I had to post it, and that's what I posted. But the geology itself is mysterious. We do not know what it is, John, and that's what makes it fun.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.